for the dead. I just had one like that today.
Hello, this is Grant from Bank of Cardiff.
Hi, Grant. This is Jesse calling from Rapid Advance and Recorded Line. How you doing?
Oh, doing well. How about yourself?
Good, good, good. Thanks for asking, Grant. Just wanted to give you a quick call. I received a file from you called Teresi Works Incorporated. I just wanted to give you a quick call about that one.
Certainly. Yeah, what can I do for you?
So, mainly I was hoping to see if we had any other owners that we could involve here. The file itself looks pretty strong. Great time in business, great revenues, really just overall very strong bank statements from what I can tell here. What isn't strong is the guy's credit has been hammered. So, that's kind of... So that's kind of the dilemma there. I mean, I imagine you probably are aware of that scenario.
Yeah, I am. You know, and this is only our second submission to Rapid, so I wanted to just shoot it over to kind of see how it would pan out with that sort of credit. I know your lowest tier program is 500, so I figured maybe we could get a little something going.
Yeah, I mean, if they, in fact, were, like, kind of closer to our minimum as far as the 600 for ACH deal, then I would say it'd be at least like somewhat feasible. In this particular instance, it's not really a possibility. And given that it's also a construction industry, that's
the scenario. But I remember reading about that.
Right. Yeah, construction is generally a little bit harder. But like, let's say this was like a restaurant, for instance, and they had these numbers and his credit, then the whole thing would go out the window and would probably be a law from $100,000. So it does. That definitely plays a huge part as far as like the industry and all that stuff. So, but yeah, I mean, either way, just wanted to have a quick conversation with you about that, see if there's any other way. Did you have anything else you were kind of wondering about sending over? Did you want me to take a look at? I mean, I can always glance at that stuff and pretty much tell right away.
So one other deal I have over currently, I'm keeping you guys and all of the other credit analysts around here with Rapid in mind of sending your program. So right now I don't have anything, but I'm looking for you guys throughout the day. The one other deal we have in is Dallas Label and Packaging. I'm working on collecting the financials for that deal because it's... can you pull that up, by the way?
Yeah, one second. Let me see who's working this one. Just so you're aware, this hadn't been explained previously, how we work here is we have a sales floor of right around 20 individuals, and we work on rotation in that each time you submit a deal, it will be routed into that rotation. So in this particular instance, it was assigned to my associate, Nick Scallion. Have you spoken with him already?
Yeah, we had a good conversation, actually. And we're actually the same way. Like, our sales force brings in an application, and we have about two or three credit analysts who then take over that deal and are in charge of submitting it to lenders. So.
Nice. So, this one looks really good, the Dallas Label one.
Yes, we have an issue, though, and I just wanted to talk about it quickly. Should I talk to Nick Scallion, or could I maybe explain it to you? How would that be best to go about that?
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a Nick thing, because he's going to be handling like all the details there. I can see if he can give you a call back. I sit right next to him, and he's not at his desk, but it looks like he literally just got up. So if you want, I can have him give you a call back in a couple minutes. I'm sure he'll be back here in the near future, and he can go over whatever the scenario is with Prime Labels with you.
All right, yeah, that would be great if you could just tell him to give me a quick call. It's telling me it's regarding the ownership, just wanted to talk to him about that.
Okay.
Part two, though, of what I wanted to say, I have a quick question. When we submit deals over to you and you guys are pulling credit, do your guys' pulls show up on credit bureaus, or are they soft pulls?
They are hard pulls, so it's a single Experian credit pull, not the tri-merge or anything like that, just the one credit Experian one.
All right, that's what I thought, because I'm pretty sure that's where I was seeing you guys, but I just figured I'd ask.
Definitely a good question.
And then let me think if there was something else I'm missing here. No. I don't believe so. So in this case, due to the industry, it looks as though this will be a decline?
Right, yeah. I mean, if there's no other ownership that we can involve with it, then I would say this is a dead-on-arrival scenario here.
Okay. I actually do have two other questions. One. I forgot, and I know I asked Jeff Schubert when I was talking about joining the partnership. Does Rapid Advance allow for syndication, participation on deals?
Yeah, of course. We have a few different options for that. Our BD reps handle all that sorts of thing. So if you want, I can see who's assigned to your file beyond Jeff, or even Jeff himself, to reach out about that. If you're interested in setting that up, that is definitely something that we do here.
We're going to want to set it up. I'd say let's get a deal we like first, and the one we want to get in on. We're like a little bit new to it, so we're trying to keep, you know, just for the time being, like under 12-month terms and under 100K participations. That's kind of like, well, it depends on the deal. But anyways, it's definitely something we're going to be interested in the future, and I'm trying to build up that portfolio. So thank you very much. In this case, we don't have another owner. The owner there is the 100% owner. So
okay,
you just send me an email and be like, hey, look, credit's bad and in industry, I'd greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, no, you should be getting automated emails, actually. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do this right now. Let me make sure that this is actually a pretty good test scenario here. We can see, you should be, when
the decision
is made. Okay, so let me just, if you don't mind, just bearing with me 1 second. We should, for this particular instance, when I fail it, it's called a pre-qual fail. Mm-hmm. This should send you an automatic email. So you should immediately receive it along with the reasoning behind it. I just want to make sure you actually get this.
Yeah, all right, I'm by my computer. I just grabbed my breakfast burrito, so I am happy.
There you go. You're ready to go.
Yeah.
You should be getting in here in just a few seconds.
Jess Belt. There it is. Yep. Delinquent. Insufficient credit. Perfect. That's fine. Yeah, okay. Everything seems to be working great so far. So, like I said, we'll keep you in mind. Expect to see more coming from us.
All right. Sounds good, Grant. And definitely feel free, if you're even wondering about something, like whether or not I even work here, feel free to just shoot it by my desk, and I'll let you know. All right?
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jesse. Appreciate all the help.
No problem, Grant. Have a good one.
You too.
Thanks. Bye.